Morning, everyone.
Good morning.
Thank you for getting up so early. It's a good thing that Tom moved the party to this evening instead of yesterday.
Or didn't move.
He did that just for us.
Do you mind?
And thank you for coming to see what Hooglu do and who Hooglu is. We are happy to have the chance to explain. We've had a lot of puzzling looks around the at the conference over the last day, and this is a good chance to explain to you what Hooglu is and what we're doing and what are the services and the things that we are working on making available. So, come on. Okay, so who is Hooglu? Well, some of the information you can find on the website. It's the website is a work in progress, so adding information to it daily at the moment on www.hooglu.com. It's a small website actually running on Modulus at the moment. We're a startup venture that actually officially got started yesterday. So at the same time as Progress announced the acquisition of Modulus, that was also the first public, official public mention of Hooglu as a company, and that's we thought that with the things that we're doing that it was a very good timing to do our launch at the same time as Progress were talking about the Modulus stuff. We are a team of four people at the moment, starting up Hooglu. Myself, Julian Linden-Smith from the UK, from .R. Robert Prediger, who's not with us today, he's busy slaving away in Germany. And Tom Bascom, up here at the front. And our team has vast experience in the software development industry, working on, most of us are OpenEdge enthusiasts and do a lot of stuff with OpenEdge on many different levels, but also work with a lot of other things, application lifecycle management, software configuration management, been doing a lot of work with Node.js, and that's really where the coupling with the Modulus platform comes in. We'll explain some more about that a little later. Web application design development, things like automation and continuous integration, database tuning, monitoring, management, so a lot of things to do with designing, building, upgrading, working with mostly OpenEdge stuff or something that has OpenEdge in the mix somewhere. And we have people who have been working with this from, well, anyone above 25 years? Yeah. So lots of experience there, and what we want to do is try and combine the expertise, the skills, the focus that we have there to build something that can make a difference in the OpenEdge and in the application community.
Can I just point out as well what Hooglu does, as you can see from my beautiful picture here? Makes you 20 years younger and takes £50 off you.
Anybody want to sign up?
Okay, so what do Hooglu do? Well, apart from coming up with names that that people question and look at that and say, what is this? Our initial product that we will be making available sometime in Q3, the initial, the exact release date is hasn't been defined yet, is a platform called Node.glu. A lot of the stuff we're focusing on is all about gluing technologies and gluing things together. So you heard in the presentations about Modulus yesterday that Node is a very central piece in using it to glue things, different technologies, different applications. It really becomes the glue between these different integrations that people are doing. And that's really what NerdGlue is all about. It's providing an online platform as a service for OpenEdge and beyond, for application development, running applications, hosting, supporting applications. And really the purpose of the NerdGlue platform is to help customers implement and use NerdGlue and the services that are provided through the NerdGlue platform to extend their applications. So a lot of what we'll be doing is, in addition to bringing stuff onto the NerdGlue platform, is helping customers in enabling them in using these services and extending their applications with lots of new cool features. So we're doing application and tool design and development. As part of building the platform, all of the products and services that we're working on, whenever that fits into to the design that we that we're working on, we will be using the NerdGlue platform in our own applications as well. So we're not just building it as this is something you could be using. We're actually going to be actively using it in a lot of the services and applications that we're working with, either directly or with the customers that we're working with. Professional services, really a lot of this building this platform is about making things easy, but there are going to be things where people need help with getting started with application development. We have some customers we're talking to about actually taking on their development and maintenance and who are interested in moving things into the cloud, and that is one of the things that the NerdGlue platform is very much about, is application and tools hosting. OpenEdge ALM is a strong focus, looking at all aspects of the application lifecycle and seeing what we can do there, and bringing as much as possible of that into the online platform so that people don't necessarily need to install everything in-house, but can use things on a service basis instead, where we help to run and maintain the back-end things. We've got a little additional thing which is not really OpenEdge related. We have a relationship set up with the graphics designer who designed our logos. He is an art director for the BBC. For those of you who know the Top Gear program on TV, he does all the graphics and the media design for that program. And we've got him associated with Hooglue. He's done all of our designs, and so if people need help with new logos, new branding and stuff, then we can put them in touch with him, and he can hopefully do some fantastic things for them as well. Something that's important for all of us that we've been doing for many years and we see as a very central piece of you know, our continued working together is being very active in the Probes community, either online with being at conferences, talking to people about OpenEdge, being active on communities, both speaking at conferences and being involved in arranging conferences as well. Some people spend a lot of time doing that also. That's a very valuable thing and a very good way to get in touch with a lot of the people that we know around the world. Okay, so a little more about NerdGlue. NerdGlue platform as a service on steroids. Online and hosted products and services. It's really all about providing OpenEdge App Server APIs in the cloud. It's more than just OpenEdge OpenEdge APIs, but the idea is using Modulus as the main glue on the back end of the platform to provide a rich set of services through APIs that people working with OpenEdge applications or other applications will be able to, on a subscription basis, use these services to extend the applications and integrate with technologies that they would otherwise have to sit and put directly into their application code and work out how to do all these things. So one of the things that we're doing is we're initially aiming this at OpenEdge customers. We're not limiting it to OpenEdge customers, quite the contrary. So a lot of the stuff that we're going to be building, the services that are going to be available, are going to be available through REST APIs, so that coming in from any other application and OpenEdge is also going to be a possibility. But what we really want to do is shield the complexity and the knowledge you need to write code to talk to external services. Could be simple things like sending tweets from your application, or sending and receiving email, or posting to Facebook, or more complicated things like calling out to and using a rules engine, or business process management, or code generation. There's a number of different things we'll be touching on some of those a little later. But instead of developers having to spend the time and the effort to actually sit down and work out how to use all of these external APIs, we want to provide a simple, easy to use SDK that people can use as a starting point that basically shields all this and makes it very easy, very simple to go in and get your applications hooked up as quickly as possible. All you need to do is write standard Progress code using the SDK that we'll provide to connect up to the service, execute the service, consume the service you need, and get the information back that you need to continue working. So some of that will be direct ABL app server connections. The other thing that's important for the way that we are setting this up is that we want to provide access to these services from different versions of Progress. So one of the things that we've very often come across as being a challenge is that not everybody is on the latest and greatest version of Progress. And that means that there can be some limitations on the things that you can do with the platform that you're on. And one of the aims that we have of the NodeGlue platform is to allow you to consume the services we're providing, not just from version 11 of OpenEdge, but also for older versions. How far back we're going to go, that depends on the need that's out there. We had someone this morning asking if we could help a version 8 customer they had. We need to have a think about that and see what the use case is. But whether you're coming from a version 9, version 10, version 11 version of OpenEdge, you'll be able to connect up to the service, and even if they are services that are not natively available to that version of OpenEdge you're working with, you'll still be able to use them because you're going through the API in the middle layer that we're building and talking to either the node-based services or using the node glue in between to go out and talk to other external services. So as I said, there's going to be REST access from other platforms. Could be if you're building mobile applications, role-based or web applications or something else that's not written or has anything to do with Progress at all. So our mission on the NodeGlue platform is to provide simple ABL access to external services. You don't need to know anything about these services you want to use. It's not quite true, because if you, for example, want to send a tweet, you still need to go out and get some tokens and some keys, something that identifies you to use those services, because we are, in many cases, will be a pass-through service, making it easy for you to use things, but you still need to be using your own validation and your own credentials. Twitter, although it sounds very simple, was it four pieces of information you need to pass in addition to the stuff you're tweeting to be able to make a tweet, because you've got to identify yourself and have authorization on your account to actually be tweeting from external systems and so on. All of this using the NodeGlue SDK. So we want to facilitate third-party integration with OpenEdge applications, provide easy and affordable access to enterprise services. Could be some things like Quarticon, BPM reporting solutions, for example. Instead of having them installed and set up and running in-house, having them running as a service that get coupled up, where you pass information through a JSON payload up to a service that then generates your reports for you and sends it back, so that you can use that in whatever way fits in your application. So that's the initial primary or the initial purpose of the NodeGlue platform. The next thing is then to also build an extensive ecosystem for partner services and application. So what we want to do once we have the platform up and running is we don't want to build all of these services ourselves, and we don't want to be maintaining all of these services ourselves. So that's where having others come in who provide applications, they provide tools that fit into the platform. We will be publishing some requirements. There you go.
It's a temporary facelift.
That's what happens when you get made younger in that way.
You don't stick around anymore.
I'm not sticky.
Those of you out there who have things that can run as a service or could run as a service that would be interesting in having getting added to this ecosystem, getting added to this platform, so that others can access your applications and your services on a software as a service basis. And I'll get on to what we call that and how that works in a bit. So the NodeGlue architecture, just very quickly, the whole online platform that people are going to be accessing will be a combination of a number of different technologies. You saw some of those yesterday's, but for those of you who were in Julian's session, you will have seen some of that in action. For those of you who heard about how Modulus works and how Node works, you'll have heard of some of that as well. And also in the Birds of a Feather session we had yesterday, there were some discussions about how you can use these different technologies. But the aim is to have access to a combination of NodeGlue, Node, ABL, and REST services that can be used to access the platform from your external applications. A very central piece in this is the Modulus Node platform that provides us with not just the glue, but provides us with a very powerful, scalable platform where we can, with the tying onto the Modulus infrastructure and the way that the Modulus platform is built up, we have built-in scalability running across multiple regions and being able to provide our services not just in the region that not just in one region in the world, but actually making them accessible everywhere. So the way that the Modulus platform is built up fits in very, very nicely into these kinds of services that we want to be providing. Now we've got the OpenEdge database down here at the back end. It could also be other databases if people want to have services that are maybe not running directly on OpenEdge but could be running on MongoDB, which is part of the Modulus infrastructure, or some other application. Application database, but that's something that we'd need to look at for each individual setup. Our primary focus to begin with is to be providing an open edge platform that people can work off. This platform as a whole, the exact details of what are going to go in here is will change over time depending on which services we have available and what it is we're doing, but they will be communicating with a bunch of different third-party services here. Okay, so the NodeGlue partner part of this, we are calling partners who want to be on the NodeGlue platform gluers. Those of you who are interested and who build some really good services can become super gluers.
Hours.
And the services that they will be providing, we might call them adhesives. Right, just to go with the whole glue concept. So the idea here is that the services and applications, it could be tools, it could be actual applications, it could be things that are used in development, but it could also be services that actually become parts of people's runtime applications. They will be hosted within the NodeGlue platform so that you can have native access to the services that are contained within the NodeGlue platform itself. But access to these services also happens through the main entry points that we're providing either through REST or through OpenEdge connections. And the third option is actually hosting applications on this platform. So in exactly the same way as having the Gluer partner services, clients who want to host their applications and have applications where that fits into this paradigm will be able to have their applications hosted, and we'll actually run them and make sure that they are available, and maybe even in some cases be doing the maintenance and development for them. So accessing the NodeGlue service for an OpenEdge application is going to be through a middle layer of an SDK that we're building that will be available for different versions of OpenEdge. So depending on which version of OpenEdge, it will be available either as an OOABL type SDK. If you don't have OOABL capabilities in the version of OpenEdge that you're using, then there will be something that's more procedural instead that you'll be able to use to access the services. And the whole idea of accessing here is that you're using the SDK, you'll go in and authenticate yourself against the service. We'll be using within the service here, be tracking and keeping track of how much people are using the services, because there will be different billing options depending on what services people are using, what services they are signed up for, whether it's on a per transaction, per usage, or maybe a monthly or quarterly or yearly subscription. We're not going to make it too complicated, but there are going to be a number of different models, and that's something to keep in mind if you have applications and services that you would like to add to this platform as well. Other API clients could be accessing through REST, and for partner client and applications that would also be going through the same interface here. Yeah, so not everything will be built into the SDK. There may be some things where they're using the SDK to go through and connect up here. Have I left anything out? No? So some of the basic services that we're going to initially provide on the NodeGlue platform is several node-based services that will be exposed through the platform, so that you can go in instead of having to, not because Node is really difficult to install, it's not that difficult to use, but you need to learn how to code JavaScript. And although that's a very popular language to program in, it's not everybody who has time to go and switch programming languages and start learning all these new things. You may need to keep your focus on what it is you are, what the applications you're building with the ABL. So things like sending tweets to Twitter, accessing generic HTTP and REST-based services, sending and receiving emails. You saw in the presentations that Progress were doing yesterday that there are a huge number of modules that can be added to the Node platform. We'll be going through and looking at which of those make sense to have as part of the basic platform that we can help in enabling people's business applications, and that makes sense to put in as part of the standard SDK and services that we're putting in. We've also got a number of tools and services that we've either written already or that we are in the process of writing that will be added to the platform. Things like using Stomp and WebSockets. We've got some sample applications we're working on at the moment for doing things like address lookups in the UK, where you can go in and get some detailed address information. Do phone number lookups. We have a database with all the phone numbers in Denmark at the moment, where you can go in and do a lookup and find and we'll be looking at whether or not that's something that could be expanded to other countries as well. Other things like, and these are really sort of beginning to touch on third-party services, things like chat and tracking a FedEx shipment or DHL shipment, but not having to work on how to do that yourself again, just call it through the NodeGlue services. Initial release containing this and some of the other things I'm going to be telling you about shortly will be sometime in the Q3 framework, timeframe of this year. So there's going to be something available very soon. Some of the more advanced services are things like online code generation. We have a code generation framework. We're working on making that online, so you don't have to install and do a whole lot of stuff locally, but you'll be able to pass configuration files up to the online code generator, and that will be able to generate not just ABL backend code, but also code for whatever front end it is that you want to use, with the templates that we have available, or your own templates so that you can pass in a payload of configuration files and JSON data that will then generate the code for you and return it back for you to start using. Some of you may have in the past seen Robert Prediger's web application development framework that he's been working on for a long time with Node and JSON as some of the central pieces, storing the data in a MongoDB repository. We're looking at what we can do to combine the ease and flexibility and the things that he's got in his framework with the code generation so that we can do a full round trip application at the press of a button. And we have some examples of that being done already, not with the web application, but we have a sample of that also, but that's currently where Robert has taken a sports database we've exposed through REST and with very little effort actually put together a simple demo application running off one of our web servers that is making the sports database available just from JSON data that we've generated and we're throwing back. Okay, so on the Glue store and some of the things that we're going to be making available as services, some of the things we're looking at and talking to different partners is things like online version control with the Roundtable products. We're talking to the Roundtable team about how we can make some of their cool stuff available online. Protop, online database monitoring, making that available. That is something that is available. People can install and set up themselves, but we, Tom is going to be working on putting that onto the platform so that you can, with even less setup, start using the service and tie that into not just the real-time monitoring, but for those who are interested, will be able to extend the service to get more advanced data administration and analysis of your databases if you're interested in that. Gilles Quiret with his code analysis tool which he's making available at this conference as well will be making an online version where you can make calls out to get your code analyzed and run off the Node.Glue platform there. And then we are talking to other partners that have shown interest in providing their SaaS-enabled applications or who have heard about what we're doing and are very keen on taking their services and making them SaaS-enabled so that they can come on and join us on the platform and be made available there. So we're very interested in those of you who have SaaS-enabled services that you are interested in getting onto this platform, talking to you about that. So if you want to be a gluer, then contact us and let's have a talk about what you're doing and you know, the kinds of services you have and the ideas you have and let's see how we can get that to fit onto the platform. Okay, so some of the benefits of using the Node.Glue platform. Now we've got primarily, or we've mentioned, listed some things here for OpenEdge partners and customers. But as I said to start with, it's initially targeted at OpenEdge customers or people doing development, building applications, and using the Node.Glue platform in a runtime environment. But it could also be people doing other things. Some of the things are a bit of a hybrid. So, for example, role-based applications. But it could also be things that are not related to OpenEdge at all, but using the REST services and applications and tools that we have available. Simplifying the integration and consumption of external services is really what this is all about. Making services, building an ecosystem of services that are easy to use and where you're shielded from the complexity of having to work out how to do that yourself and how to build that into your application. What we also want to do is we want to increase the adoption of new Progress products and services. So one of the really key points here is we want to make these things available, not just limit, we don't want to be limiting the availability of the services we're building to the latest version of Progress. It's important that people can access these services even though they're not on version 11.3 or 11.4 and that they have to upgrade to be able to use things. We want to try and make that there are some things where it's going to be the access is going to be easiest using the latest version simply because of some of the language constructs that will be available in the SDK, but so if people upgrade to the latest version of OpenEdge, it will just make the consumption and the use of the services a lot easier. But you will be able to run and access and use the things that are on the NodeGlu platform from older versions of OpenEdge as well. Really, the big aim here is to try and make it simple to use, make the SDK as simple to use, so you have to write as little code yourselves as possible to consume these services. And using something like NodeGlu, you'd provide access to your applications and to technologies and services where you would not have to go out and buy external products or additional products and install them and maintain them on your own infrastructure. You can set up and start using them and consume them as you go, very much like you can with a lot of the other online services from Amazon and all the other service, software as a service providers. And that means that the initial investment in getting on board with using things that otherwise could be very expensive is a lot easier because you're paying as you go and you're in that way getting up and running much quicker. So one of the things that we've got very much that we're focusing on is enabling customers to use enterprise products that they would maybe not otherwise use because there's a lot of setup, a lot of configuration, but also there may be some licensing hindrances that make it difficult to go out and buy these very expensive services. So we are looking at different things and trying to get some things in place to make various enterprise type services available to customers on a services base. Okay, so that was a quick run through an overview of what we're doing and who Glu is. For those of you who are interested, we have a Facebook page up and running. Please go and have a look and post your questions there, like us so that we start building up a community there. We have a Twitter account as well. We started sending out some tweets on that. Go in and follow us and be kept up to date there. And on our website, you can also go in and sign up for our newsletter so that you will be kept up to date and you can see what we're doing and get more information about when things are going to be available. Any of you who are interested in more in-depth discussions about either what's going to be available, what it is we're doing, or you have stuff that you'd like to work with us on to either get onto the platform or get started with using it, we are on for the conference and you can pick up our details. And I think most of you know how to get hold of one of us on the team and in that way find out more. So, any questions, any comments or things that you need more information on?
That was my slide.
Okay, you can do it again.
Any questions?
Yes.
One of the things, and I don't know if this is going to be a fit for our application or not, but one of the things that we always struggle with is internationalization.
Mm-hmm.
For taking our product and making it available in various and sundry other places, not only languages, but currencies.
Mm-hmm.
Is any of this going to help with any of that in any meaningful way?
We hadn't thought about that, but it's certainly with Thomas's experience and Robert's experience for Danish and German and stuff like that, we have done a lot of translation using TranMan. And I mean, one of the things I did was we installed a package in Oman, and the day before we installed it, we found out that they had 4 decimal places to their currency, which was quite tricky.
Yes.
So it's not just languages as such, it's things like number formats and things like that. So
exactly.
we do have a wide experience in that. I'm not entirely sure it would be an online service, but certainly it could be a professional service that could be offered. Yes?
You're based on modulus, which is relatively new to everybody.
Mm-hmm.
What do you think differentiates that from just going out and downloading Node and MongoDB and gluing it all together?
Yeah, I mean, one of the beauties of open source stuff like that is you can go and do that.
Mm-hmm.
It's great, you know, but people still buy phone systems instead of downloading Asterisk because they don't need the hassles of maintaining it themselves. With modulus and what's being done with that is that they're providing a lot of scalability, failovers, load balancing, all the complicated stuff that me as a developer, I don't want to have to try and manage. And I don't have to have an infrastructure manager to manage it. And I don't want, if there's a switch problem, it's not my problem. I want to concentrate on what I want to do rather than all the ancillary services that come around that. You know, if this guy wants to handle that, good for him, he can handle that.
Okay.
Yeah, once you get beyond, like you say, getting started with Node's easy. Downloading it, installing it's easy, but once taking it the next step and including it in you know, as part of your infrastructure and managing that, some people will find that's easy and they're happy doing that. If people are happy with playing with new tech and you know, integrating new things themselves, then what we are proposing here may not be an option. But for those who want to get away from that and they just want to start using and adding new stuff that as it becomes available, that's really the purpose of it. Yeah. Yes?
It would be interesting, you said that somebody was taking the Supports 2000 and serving it up and showing how they putting out a YouTube or a tutorial on how he did it,
mm-hmm.
what he did, why he did it, etc., what pieces he put together. Right now, I'm looking at this one, okay, why do I need it?
Mm-hmm.
Why should I invest in it? And then the next thing I need to do is be able to explain this to my management team and say, give me a check for doing this stuff.
Yeah.
And if I can't explain to them why we do it, not necessarily a technical reason, but in a financial business analysis reason,
yeah.
they're going to go, there's an easy way to do it, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I'm going, okay, well, maybe not.
Yeah.
Having those tools available to us would really be helpful.
Absolutely. Sure. As the services get put onto the platform, how to use them, how to consume them, those kinds of things, demos of, you know, that's very much, it's very important to have that, because the whole aim of the Node Blue platform is not just for the technical decision, but also for the business decision to be a no-brainer. So we don't want to have these this platform up as a, you know, that you have to go through 6 months of budget meetings and approvals before you can start using it. It's got to be, there's got to be a very easy entry point into enabling your applications using the services we're providing.
This is going to be more one of those platforms where your CFO comes to you after you've been using it for 6 months, wanting to know, oh, we're spending $30 a month with the Node Glue. What's that? That kind of thing. More than the 6 months of budget meetings to get any kind of approval.
I mean, one of the things I do, for those of you who don't know, I run a call center in the UK, and we send out still, as a call center, we send out in excess of 200,000 letters a month. And we used to do that ourselves, and our printer broke. Mm. To replace that printer was nearly £100,000. Because it's heavy duty, folding, stuffing. We outsource it now. And because we can outsource it, it's all automated, completely online, and the whole thing. And it enables us to send a letter cheaper than we can buy a stamp. So we can print it, stuff it, and post it for less than actually buying the goddamn stamp in the first place. Now, those sort of services can be opened up to anyone in the community who wants to send letters in the UK. And as we said, that then becomes a no-brainer because it's actually cheaper to use than it is to do it yourself. especially when you're taking capital costs into consideration and stuff like that. It's the same with emails, same with SMS, and so on and so forth.
I'm having a problem with screen real estate.
So do you have examples on your website we can go to? So
it will be very, very soon. Just getting it all up and running.
One of the things that might be a better fit early on is that, we really have a push to get to HTML5 for our user interface. Is that something that your services would be able to help with?
Yeah, the web application, there's a couple of things. One of them is the web application designer. This is a very, but we have some problems with the real estate, with the resolution on the monitor, because we actually have Google Maps down in the corner somewhere. We can't see here. But this is an application, Roberts, with a very little effort has, we've provided a REST service that's providing JSON data from the sports database, and he's plugged his framework on top of it and built a simple HTML5 front-end application to this. What we've actually done as well is we have a an application, or we've got as part of the code generation framework is the ability to actually go out and generate HTML5 a full front end as well. If you know what your front end needs to look like, we've been using the Bootstrap from Twitter back end or framework combined. So the HTML5 that comes out of Bootstrap with something called Ember.js as a front end to build a fully functional web application. And what we do with the code generation is you go in and you define, you go in and you configure your relation, your, for each table in your database, you're going to define properties for the stuff you want to generate. And part of that is what your UI layout in this particular setup here. And that will then get picked up. You set up also the associations between your tables, so customers, orders, order lines. And then at the click of a button, we generate not just the ABL code that provides you with the object-oriented classes to match your database with your association, so you can actually in the developer studio you can use constructs like customers colon orders and access a buffer with all of the orders for a particular customer. But we also generate all the front-end HTML5 and JavaScript that's needed to have an application up and running. So having an HTML5 application where the majority of what you need is just generated for you, because we know what it's supposed to look like. We can create templates out of that and then basically generate it so it fits into your database. That's part of the code generation I was talking about before. So if you had a slightly different requirement for the way that the front end one, it could, for example, be instead of an HTML5 front end like this, that you'd want to get up and running even quicker than you can out of the box with something like Rollbase, and we have templates for Rollbase, then we'd be able to generate templates or generate the data that could then be sucked into the Rollbase platform, and you just go in and finish off your application design from there. Could also be other things. But the whole point is that the code generation can generate anything, as long as it's files that we need, whether it's XML data that maps into the UI for Rollbase, or whether it's HTML5 code, or whether it's JavaScript code. We can do a lot of that with the code generation that saves a lot of time. So that's one of the other approaches is to look at, you change your database, you add some tables and fields, you make sure your model's updated, and you push it through the generator and run it. Yeah.
See if I log in here, if this is going to work.
So one of the thoughts with the role-based stuff is that you can actually just generate the XML files up front and have your initial default layout form pop up for you, so you'd have to design it all again and again and again. But it's just initially that's your scaffolding, like a lot of Ruby on Rails or a lot of other node generators do that. You know, they spit out scaffolding and you have a basic HTML and the basic JavaScript file to start with that you then mess around with. But it saves a lot of all the boilerplate setup stuff.
So this is just a simple screen that's been generated with tabs and with rich text editors, and none of this has been hand coded. It's all been generated out of templates.
Save some time.
What?
Save some time.
Yes, it does. Okay. Any other questions? No. Do you want to try?
Yeah.
We have an error.
Another error.
Oops. I like that.
Oops.
Okay, well, thank you very much. Oops. For... I don't know if I got turned off there. Thank you very much for coming. And we'll see you around the conference.